Johnny, do you want to go to an ice cream social?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Great, let's go.
Jam-tag. Jamming on the ones and nines.
Going to Jamtown?
Yes, Jamtown, guys.
Wow, it's got to be Jellytown.
All right.
Don't shake like that.
I can't jam my finger in my butt.
Yes, you can.
What?
It's time for Madam Music. See, you're doing great.
You got it.
You're doing a great job.
Woo! There's a crucifix in here.
We're preaching fun.
I'm Matt. That's Jacob. Okay, so... I voted. Did you vote?
Yeah, I did.
Yes, I did.
Early voting in person.
Me and the snake. I got to say, my wife is the best. She's always super on top of it. We did it the second day you could.
Yeah.
Okay.
We filled out our ballots.
Yeah. Yep.
We did 2 hours of research on judges.
That is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Where did you go to research?
Several places. The Nevada Indy, and then there's a couple other spots online.
I went to their houses.
Excuse me. I know it's not a good time for random visitors to judges' houses. But hi.
My name's Jacob.
What do you got for me?
You got registered voter.
An hour to convince me.
I'll tell you that I here's my my research on judges. There's a shitload of judges up.
Man.
I consulted Spectrum, the LGBTQ.
Okay. Yep.
Does a great
That's a good one.
I did that as well because one of our friends posted that on social media.
Yep.
And then I, that was very helpful in the last election, the special elections we did. And then I Googled controversial judges.
Ah.
Because I want to know, like, all right, even if I'm just random picking, am I putting some zealot into the thing or whatever?
Yeah, okay.
And there was no, like, judging controversy that was out there that I could
find. The ACLU didn't have, like, a page dedicated
to
any of our potential judges.
Yeah, because first of all, you will see a hate ad for a judge or you will see an article come out at the very least or whatever.
They were pretty chill.
That was my my full research.
I did meet one of the potential judges.
Yeah.
Because she lives across the street from Piff the Magic Dragon.
You did?
Yes.
And she was like, no dragons! Not in my courtroom! You're at home. Do you carry the gavel everywhere?
Nice robe and everything.
Dragons aren't usually welcome in court.
It's true.
The king is like, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
I'll kill you.
That was a good king voice. Get the fuck out.
Hey, I'm king.
I'm king for no reason.
Hey,
I'm a fucking boss.
I'm King Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
Queen Adrienne. Get this dragon out of here.
Get this dragon the fuck out of here. What in a dragon? Ooh, but we
did you vote for the person you met?
I did.
Okay, good. That'd be really weird.
We did the ballot.
I would not have mentioned it if I had not.
You're kind of like, hey, how's it going? Don't ask me.
We filled our shit out. We put it in its secret envelope and then inside its regular envelope and then dropped it off at the polling station.
Oh, so you did the mail-in voting drop-off.
Yes. Went right through. Oh. It was like instant. Just worked right there.
Right.
Zoop. Dropped it in. Done. Took us all.
They had that at my polling location as well. So when I was waiting in line to vote, every like 2 or 3 minutes, somebody would walk up. I have a mail-in for the drop-off, and they would just take them right in, drop it off, and they were out.
Mm-hmm. Not me. Voluntary destruction of mail-in ballot.
All right.
You bring it. You bring the mail-in ballot. You say, I'm not filling this out. I'm voting on one of your goddamn machines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they take it from you.
Okay.
Otherwise, if the sign of thing that says, I will destroy it when I get home.
Yes.
Can you send me a text to remind me? That part I made up, but it should be part of it.
I did not get a text.
I would. I mean, wouldn't you appreciate it?
Yes.
Though? Like, oh, shit, I forgot to destroy my mail-in ballot.
Yeah. But I didn't, now that I think about it, I threw mine away. I didn't actually destroy it.
Oh, you should have destroyed it.
I destroyed it by... I wadded it up.
Some vagrant's going to get you thrown in jail for 7 years for voting two ballots.
I got a couple beers in mine, and I fucking destroyed it.
You fucking... You're like, hey, ballot.
I was like, hey, ballot, can I buy you a drink or five? And then, bam, it was just...
Destroyed.
Destroyed that ballot. Oh.
She'll call.
No, she... If she... And
I already give you 2 outs on this bit. So you want to go?
It's the races have been seeded, as it were.
I don't know where Paul's going.
Nowhere.
I'm talking about nutting on a ballot. Nutting on a ballot is what I was talking about.
Yeah, because it's fucking nutting on the ballot. Nutting on the ballot.
Does that?
That's my vote.
Does that invalidate it?
Because there's fucking nothing on the ballot.
If you jizz on the ballot?
Nope. Can you, yeah.
How many coffee stains?
Because of British Navy law, semen is the equivalent to black ink on legal documents.
The black spot.
You can sign things with semen. Just
it means
so.
A pirate's going to come yeah. kill you.
And because we still have so many misogynist laws on the books, women coming does not count legally. We got to change it. We have to vote. We have to hit the streets.
You can't tell if a woman came on the ballot or if someone left a sponge on it. It looks the same. Actually, it probably looked the same with a dude nutting it after a while.
Thank you, Paul.
Hold on,
what an
check.
Open mind. We got it right here.
I mean, that ballot's going to be sealed.
On the sample ballot, were you surprised that there was a gay marriage question on the ballot?
I was struck by it.
Yeah.
But I'm glad.
Certainly glad.
And now I'm really glad.
So I guess in Nevada, on the books, had defined marriage as between a man and a woman in their laws.
Yeah. Which I did not know that at all.
And I didn't realize that when we passed the law that allowed gay marriages to happen
that
here,
that didn't change.
That didn't change it automatically.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. That there still was like, so.
So basically there were two
so
contradictory
we vote
laws
to close
on the books.
The door on that.
Hopefully we've got that sealed up.
Yeah. But I was surprised.
I think Nevada does.
Nothing on that. I was surprised that there was like no article. I saw nothing on that.
I mean, it seems like just a bookkeeping law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like, let's repeal this other law that has now been overruled anyway.
Yeah.
It's good. Go ahead and repeal it.
Yep.
I was surprised at how good I felt afterward.
Oh yeah?
I was kinda like, yeah, let's go. Let's
how
go
long
go
did vote. That last?
I barely have COVID.
Because we didn't go the first day. If you went the first few days, there was no lines whatsoever.
No.
And then my wife went to vote early and the lines were crazy. Mm. And then that we had that really stupid cold day.
Mm. Yeah.
And I was like, that morning it was like 40 degrees here.
Oh, yeah.
Which, for people who don't think 40 degrees is cold, it was like 100 like 2 days beforehand.
Yeah,
right.
It's quite a shift.
Yeah, I was sweating my balls off running errands on Saturday.
40
yeah.
is super cold.
The next day.
If it was 120 a week and a half earlier.
Exactly. Yeah. So
it really was a shock to the
like,
system.
We got, you know, we do our little morning walk. And so the kids got like their winter hats and stuff. I was like, this is a little much, guys. Let's just relax.
But then
I was like, fuck, I'm cold.
Yeah. Whoops. Yeah. Yeah, I did that last, I had, what was it, 3 nights ago was my last night that I took the dogs out wearing shorts.
Yeah.
And a winter coat.
Right.
I had my shorts on and a winter coat. And I was like, well, that's it for shorts.
So we finished our walk and I was like, it's cold as fuck. We should go early vote. There's no way people are going to want to stand outside today.
But there were.
It was a mob of rats. No, it was.
What?
No, it was totally, it was just, I walked right into
all Eskimos.
All, yeah.
Or I should. Inuit. What's
Thank
the
you.
What's the right thing?
Eskimo's offensive.
I think
Inuit is now considered just offensive. Like just
barely?
Like you know, like now, like you know.
All right. All people from Alaska.
Native
Thank you.
Native Alaskan?
Native Alaskans.
Is that it now?
Nalaskan?
No, there it is. Found it.
Nalaskan. There we go.
Laskinis?
All Nalaskans were there.
Last Canadians.
And I was like, you guys can't vote in this state. And they were like, oh yeah. And then they got back on their bus.
Yeah.
They waddle though, like penguins.
They're dog sled.
Why are that?
Got what? A dog sled.
they Iditarod-ed it.
I went by my my early voting place. The one closest to my house is actually a pretty big one.
Yeah.
And so I went
That's
by
what
there
she
the
said.
First day. Yeah. I went by there the very first day, and the line was humongous.
Whoa!
Like, the line looked like it was actually hours long.
Yeah.
And but that was a Saturday. First day of early voting in Vegas was on a Saturday. And so I figured, oh, I'll wait until the middle of next week. And I went back, I think, like the following Tuesday or Wednesday, early on during the day when a lot of people are at work. And I waited for maybe 10 minutes, maybe 15.
Yeah.
And voted in person.
I've actually started, Mitsula and I launched this thing where you can bet on whether the lines are longer at the polling station or at the COVID testing stations.
Ah.
You can figure out where those lines are longer.
I like that. That sounds like a fun betting game.
How often are you getting tested?
Once a week.
And do you test there? Or do you have to
test
go?
At work.
You test at work.
Yeah. The people come to Absinthe and do the testing there, and then I get a text message the next morning. So I got a text message about 24 hours ago saying that I was COVID free as of then.
I went to the Cashman Center to get COVID tested the other day.
Yeah.
And Yeah, there's been no rollout plan at the as of yet at, at my production company.
Yeah.
Of course they might be, and they just might have not told me. That also seems to be company policy.
Keep it secret from Matt.
Keep it. Don't tell Matt about the shows and rehearsals. And
this
stuff.
Is the national policy. Keep it all under wraps.
Keep it all under wraps. So I went on my own, and it seems like my insurance is covering it, so it seems to be not a problem.
Good.
I am surprised at how movie-like it is.
That was what freaked out.
That's the militaristic one, right?
Yeah. So the Air Force were the people that I was interacting with were all the Air Force. One of them was right out of Central Casting. His name was Navarro, first of all. Like, if I was writing a script to have a guy from the Air Force, I would name him Navarro.
Lieutenant Navarro.
Yeah, exactly. So Navarro was handling us, and he was a very good-looking olive-skinned man that I was like, this is just
Oh, that's cheese
joke.
Plate.
What's that?
Cheese plate. That's his handle.
That's what Navarro means?
Cheese plate?
That's his handle.
That's what they call him.
That's his...
When he's up in the sky.
Yeah. Maverick, Goose.
Maverick, cheese plate. Cheese plate. Charcuterie.
Yeah.
Charcuterie
is a whole other guy. Cheese plate.
And I took my kids to get tested as well because a child that they had played with, their parents had tested positive.
Also, you wanted them to see this magnificent specimen of a human being.
I was like, you got to see this Navarro.
Navarro.
Meat cheese
plate. It's like a move. It's like a thing. It was a weird thing because I just came home from Fool Us and all of a sudden I was like, hey, COVID exposure. But for you guys, just spoiler, we're fine. And we waited 4 days.
Good.
So we waited 4 days to get tested, and we all went down there. But I had to shove the thing up my kids' noses.
Yeah.
That was not fun.
Yeah, SJ went
I was like, what am I paying you guys for? And like, they're like, you're not paying anything. And I was like, good point.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, then back to work to me then.
Yeah, SJ went to that same one and did the, because you do it to yourself, or if you have a kid, you do it to the kid.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So I offered it to other people's kids, and they're like, no thanks. We'll handle
weird.
It. I was like, I'm pretty sure I don't have it. I'll help.
Look at my hat.
That's enough to get you to the head of the task force.
It's true.
I'm pretty sure I don't have it.
Pretty sure I don't have it. All right, then you're an essential worker. Carry on.
Let's go.
SJ has discovered a testing center right by where she is working now.
Oh.
That is government paid for, same as the one at Cashman, and is the lab is there.
Oh.
So the turnaround, it's not quite instant, but the turnaround is an hour or two.
Wow.
Yeah, the turnaround is really fast, even at Cashman.
Yeah. Like Cashman, she got hers the same day.
Yeah.
She went that morning and got it that
at the end of the day for ours as well. But I guess I'm going to be heading down there. The reason why I know that site is because I've been given no regimen, so therefore I'll be instituting my own regimen because I certainly think I should be testing myself at least once a week.
Yeah.
For this new
I think SJ is going to start going to this semi-instant one next to her work a few times a week.
Okay. Is that close? We'll talk off air.
It's close to here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm at the working at the Old Flamingo. And so we have breaks. So I want to go outside. Because sanity. And for variety levels of sanity. So I got myself a little coffee.
Uh-huh.
And so I walked around that little, what's it called? The lane, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. I think you got it. I think it's the link.
The link, yeah. And so.
It's the outdoor area.
Yeah, the outdoor area, whatever.
From the Rio?
No.
The Flamingo. Flamingo.
Oh, yeah. The link.
Yeah. And so I take down my mask to drink this coffee. My table is, I found an outdoor spot away from people, and I'm outdoors, so I'm going to drink my coffee. And then a dude walks up to me wearing a mask.
Okay.
With like a weird smiling look on his face that I can gather from behind the mask.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thrown because he looks a lot like a scoop that comes to Scoop Fest.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm like, am I being recognized? Because I put my mask down and drink my coffee. Am I being recognized? I'm wearing my Pip the Magic Dragon sweatshirt.
Okay.
I feel like I could be recognized wild.
Yeah.
Or I'm just an egotistical ass fuck, and this person just needs
money.
It
could be both.
One should not rule out the other, right? So then, I look at his ass, I'm like, he looks a lot like this one of our regulars at Scoop Fest.
Uh-huh.
And he takes off his mask, and then his face generally does look a lot like this guy from Scoop Fest. So is he coming to talk to me or whatever? And only then, after the fact, after I realized that he kind of looked facially like this familiar face to us, do I realize he's a giant penis nose hidden underneath his mask as like a gag. Like he's put a giant a giant plastic penis on us.
So you're saying it was definitely a scoop.
Well, this thing, right? So then I realize I'm being...
You still haven't crossed this, this off.
I'm being filmed from afar by his friend. And so they're doing this bit where they take off their masks and they have giant penises on their face. And Paul, I'm just, because I'm looking at your face and you're not showing it, this is hilarious. So I just want you to know that this is hilarious. And
I would have,
if it had been a scoop, it would have been hilarious.
Right. And this thing, so even when I notice the penis on the face, I kind of go like, oh. And then I'm still waiting for you. Like, are you going to reintroduce yourself to me? Because I think you know me.
Yeah, what's going on?
And I think I know you.
Yeah.
And he's just going, I'm my friend is, and he gets self-conscious because I totally stonewalled his bit.
Right.
I reacted in no way.
Because you're a man who understands humor.
And understands what isn't humor.
Exactly. No, I was coming up at you during a pandemic while you had your mask off. I took mine off to show you my fake cock face. Right? I mean, hilarious, right?
So he starts nervously bailing on his own bit and explaining what's happening.
I'm like, you better be lucky I have a fucking bat to chase your ass.
Yeah.
You piece of
bailing
shit.
On and explaining. Now, that is funny.
That was where it's funny. He's like, my friend's filming. I'm wearing a thing on my face.
I have a dick face.
And I was like, and he has no follow up. I was like, buddy, you're going to write a couple of zingers if you're going to.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't just say I have a dick on my face and then bit over.
That can't be the end of the bit.
You know, you got to back into, I smell pussy.
give me something.
Yeah. Do you have a tissue? Because I really got to blow my nose. Really bad.
Would someone blow my nose, please?
blow my nose. And then I'm still like, there's a part of me that's like, is it the scoop or not?
Was the penis circumcised?
It was. Thank goodness. Otherwise, I would not have tolerated.
Very different reaction.
How are you taking care of that?
Sir, the Fromunda cheese must be just a nightmare. uncircumcised nose.
So then he's bailing on his bit. And then he's pointing to his friend who's filming, and he's like still trying to like get something out of me, I guess, while he bails, but kind of like he's kind of doing like I'm busted, but I'm still wacky.
I got a penis face.
And then
I sure do.
Are you gonna keep talking? Because then I have to put my mask back on. And then I just start fiddling with my mask. And then he walked away.
Good job.
I am like
good job. Right. Yeah. Dude, you have no idea. That's the dumbest thing.
Yeah,
that's bordering on suicide.
If you
come up on the wrong motherfucker, you're gonna get beat.
Yeah, and like
people are fucking done with this bullshit.
Right?
Stop playing fucking games.
That's it. I want to be like, you know what's happening to fucking people? Are getting fucked with in Vegas right now? Like it's bad.
Yeah. Not great things.
It's bad.
And if I wasn't wearing a sweatshirt to the show I was working on, it might have been bad for you. No, I mean it crossed my mind. I wasn't really gonna do anything bad. But I was angry.
Absolutely. I am filled with rage 24/7, and I stay home.
Yeah.
Forget it if I'm out in public.
Yeah.
I'm just like, wah.
So then I poured my coffee on my crotch. I'm like, see, get it? I burned my penis.
I scalded my uncircumcised dick. The Fromunda cheese. You wouldn't believe it. Now my dick smells like coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, having a bit where you go up to somebody, remove your mask, and you have a dick nose is a fine germ of an idea.
Germ.
But give me a little something extra.
Yeah.
Germ. It's a fine germ of an idea if we're doing a bit before there's a plague.
Yeah.
It's right. Not funny during plague.
Well, not much is funny right now.
Anything when you take off. Yeah. Like, that'd be like me playing chicken. And crashing into your car and going, see?
Yeah.
Funny. Ha, ha, ha. Asshole.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But
look, my car has a dick on it. Oh, I didn't see that. Now I'm laughing.
And then it'd be different also if he was like, I'm kidding. This is a medical condition. This is an actual penis.
Already a better follow up.
I'm only trying to make
it awkwardly trying to explain
a
it.
Bit to live with the pain that is having a giant penis for a nose.
If he started jacking it, what would
my
you
nostrils
do?
Are my balls.
What if he started jacking? Is the pee stored in his nostrils?
If he started pee is stored in the nostrils.
Did he start jacking it?
And then
that would have been really funny.
Like, okay, so if he started jacking his nose,
go on,
and I felt the need to compete. Would I grab my actual penis, or should I grab my nose
you
as
grab
is?
Grab your nose.
Grab my nose as
right?
is.
And just be like, I have a micro nose.
Yeah. So before the pandemic, one of us would eat this cookie. But now.
Oh, I think the move trash. Is to just start weeping.
I think the move is
like,
you throw your
coffee
at
takes the mask off,
him.
You just start weeping uncontrollably.
My grandfather had a penis.
Yeah. I'll tell you also his grandfather had a penis nose. And that's the following sponsor.
Remember when grandpas had penis noses?
Do I?
You don't see that anymore. You know why? Because of Old Man Johnson's dick nose cream.
That's right. Old Man Johnson's dick nose cream gets rid of old man dick nose.
You have a wiener on your face like Dan Aykroyd in Nothing But Trouble? Well, here's the cure. That's true. Have you seen the movie?
No, I'm just taking your word for it.
Yeah, the judge character has a dick nose.
Okay. What about me? I'm young and I have a dick nose. Will the cream work on me?
Nope. You got to wait till you get old to get it fixed.
Okay. Enter Hey Scoops checkout.
Seems like it'd be better if it worked on younger
it
people.
It would be better.
For mating purposes.
We can't. Well, you want more dick nose people? There's a reason you have a dick nose, son.
Oh.
It's so you can't have people.
Makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
You get it now?
Science.
I do. Wrap my head around that one.
Figure it out.
How do you feel going back to work?
I get waves of paranoid anxiety.
Yeah.
But it is not constant. Do you know what I mean? So like
while at work you're getting these waves?
Well, I have to walk in through the flamingo.
Yeah.
So I can't I wish there's rumors there's a way, because there's no way Donna Marie walked through the fucking flamingo to go to work, right?
Right.
So there's got to be a way into that theater.
There's
got to
be
a
way in the underground.
But they have not revealed that way to us yet.
Okay.
So I actually have goggles for the walk through the flamingo. So I have double mask. I wear a cloth mask that's comfortable, and then the N95, which scratches up my nose and chin, I wear that over the cloth mask so that
smart.
I have N95 protection.
Okay.
In addition to my cloth mask, and then I actually have science goggles to walk through the actual flamingo.
Yeah,
okay.
I got a pair of goggles, too.
And then inside the rehearsal space, it feels good. Everyone seems pretty on top of the mask thing. There's definitely some you know, nose action that happens throughout the day. And some of these long days, it's just
hard.
But
people are good at fixing it once they realize that their nose is out or something.
And also, we're practicing, right? So... I'm also being super cautious because there's no point in the show in my role where I take my mask down.
Yeah.
But there is points in the show where Piff and Jade do.
Yes.
So they are practicing those moments, right? So we're being super diligent about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so when in the rehearsal studio, I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Okay.
People were taking their meal breaks and stuff, but, you know, and that I'm not thrilled about it, but that's not, I'm still not, it's a giant room and I'm still not in their space.
Yeah.
That's happening. So I'm not really bothered by that. I share a dressing room with Brett.
Okay.
And he and I are really communicative and staying super safe with that. And I'm not even spending that much time in there either. It is hilarious that this is the nicest dressing room I've ever had. And Brett showed me, he's like, this is a pretty good dressing room. And he's like, you'll like it here. And I was like, I've never had an actual assigned space to me for a long period of time.
Yeah.
I've never had a space where I could bring like a picture into work, that kind of thing.
Oh yeah.
Never had.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, great. This is all good. I'm fine with it. But I'm not spending a lot of time in there right now. It's interesting, you know, it's interesting to drive to Vegas right now. It's interesting that like you can just drive in. There's not a lot of traffic going into the strip.
Right.
Really easy to park. The first day I went in, I parked in the actual parking garage at the Flamingo. Right? And it's free again. And so there's
like
no employee, whatever. And so but then I got out, you know. I was out on like the sixth floor, and I walk, and all of a sudden, instinctively, just walk to the elevator.
Right.
And I go like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
No fucking way am I getting in the garage.
Elevator.
Elevator.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
no.
I do the stairs.
Even if there's nobody else in there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, because it's a constantly closed environment.
Right.
No way. So then the first day I'm just going up and down 6 flights of stairs.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, oh, I bet the back lot that I used to park at's free also.
Uh-huh.
I can just walk up the link to work. And so
Yeah,
so I just park there.
Which is an outdoor lot.
Outdoor lot.
Yeah.
And then it's just a straight shot there. There's no elevators.
That sounds better.
So I do that.
I park in the Caesars lot, but I park away from the elevators.
Yeah.
So there are not usually people parked there anyway, because it's right next to the stairs.
And then we're in the back area. So we do have access to the back area of the Flamingo once we get into the theater kind of thing. A lot of new artwork from donated artists.
Good. Everybody who wanted to have their stuff in Resorts
World. So I commissioned a few things from some stuff I saw.
Exposure.
Everyone's super diligent back there. I don't see anybody without a mask on their face back there. There's an EDR situation I haven't even looked at. There's no way I'm eating. So it's only when I have to go out of the theater into the proper Flamingo.
The Flamingo EDR?
Yeah.
Save your fucking
Before
time.
COVID, that was a...
Dude.
Yeah.
Pre-COVID, that was a no-go.
15 years ago, I can tell you it wasn't great. I know it ain't got better.
Yeah. But Jacob, your situation is different, right? You got the tent.
We're in the tent at Absinthe. We park in the Caesars lot. We can do the valet, but then you're tipping the valet guys, and everybody's trying to save a little bit of money right now.
Totally, and you got guys in and out of every car getting into your car.
Yes. I mean, both of those things. So
which I didn't think about until someone brought that up, and I was like, oh yeah, no, I don't want to do that.
I haven't thought about that until this moment. Because the first thing was enough for me to
do. Yeah, the money was enough. Yeah. Like, no thanks. Yeah.
I didn't have to think about it. I was already not doing it.
Yeah.
So I've been parking in the regular Caesars lot, but like I say, I park over in the corner away from the elevators.
Yeah.
So I just do stairs. It's only the third floor, so it's not a ton of stairs.
Yeah.
And so I do that. And then for the first few days, I was walking through Caesar's Palace to get to Absinthe. This last week, I discovered that I don't even have to do that. I can walk down the stairs, walk outside of the parking garage, and then walk around the side of Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
And that takes me right over to Absinthe. And I'm just outdoors the entire time.
Yeah.
And so I've been doing that.
Yeah.
It adds, I was saying off air, it adds 2 or 3 minutes to my walk.
Yeah.
But I'm outside. Which is kind of nice being outside, too.
That's it. Yeah, all of that. Like, outside is a real premium right now.
It's just kind of pleasant being outside anyway.
Yeah, it's like people are like, oh, it's going to be cold in December. I was like, I think I'll still like being outside instead of sharing air.
Yeah. And we call her the COVID czar at Absinthe, and she does a very good job, and she keeps everybody, she stays on everyone, reminding us when we do get a little too close to each other in the theater there. So even if we are, like, you know, there'll be 2 or 3 of the sound department gathered around a laptop or something like that, figuring something out or doing something of that nature. So say, if you can, spread out. You know, if you
spread
can still
out.
Do your work, go ahead and
spread out. Look out, porcupine.
The only one that I got a little annoyed at one person, not the COVID czar, but a different person last week. Me and one of our other sound people, we were moving a thing. We were moving a big thing, and so we were 2 or 3 feet apart from each other, moving this thing, each on one end of it, carrying this thing. And as we were setting it down, somebody, again, not the COVID czar, but somebody else, was, hey, you do need to spread out. We're carrying a thing. we're doing work.
I did say, I think this is on air, that if I was going to put together a COVID protocol.
Yes.
That you'd have to say thank you anytime you corrected, just to force that interaction. Because it is always like bristly to be like, what?
Everyone is doing a really good job of that with our COVID czar. Also, she is very pleasant while she while she enforces these rules.
But those who aren't in charge.
There are a couple of people who aren't in charge who are still trying to do it anyway.
Yeah.
It's like, you need to shut the fuck up. I'm not going to thank you.
And also, in that situation, like, you want best practices, but you guys are also getting tested at work every week.
We're getting tested at work every week. We're wearing masks. We have lunch areas. We have break areas that are outdoors, which it's actually the way we have it set up outside is really nice. We have some tables and chairs set up. You know, each table just has one chair sitting there. So when we go outside to take lunch, we have tables that are about 8 or 9 feet apart from each other.
Yeah.
Go outside. We can take our masks off, eat our lunch. There's another person there, you know, 8-9 feet away from you that eat, you can still have a conversation with.
Eat your bat soup.
Yeah.
Go back to work.
Bat exactly. Soup. Banana, so like that banana, part has actually been kind of nice because it's like, oh, we do get to sit outside and socialize a little bit with no masks on because we're in. The, of course, as soon as you're done eating, you put the mask back on anyway.
So, how like basically like for the listeners, there's the thing is that you have to be 25 feet from the stay from,
right.
from the nearest person if you're not wearing a mask,
right?
If you're performing and not wearing a mask,
right.
If you are wearing a mask, you have the same social distance rules.
That is my understanding.
As ever, and that's what we're so like we're practicing. Like Jade and Piff will be putting on masks
when they have an audience volunteer come yes, up on
and
stage.
There's, and
putting
there's
a mask
literally like
on.
A sanitation station at the foot of the stairs.
Great, good
for them to like do all that stuff. And then there's these coordinated X's 6 feet apart. So like, so we have to put a microphone out for them. We have to be 6 feet apart from them.
Uh huh.
So they stand on their X. We put the microphone down on that X, then we walk away from that X, and they can approach that X.
Yikes.
Oh, okay.
To get someone to use a microphone.
Yeah, great.
And then anything they touch, anything an audience member would touch, we don't touch unless it's already pre-placed,
right.
or someone wearing gloves and a mask is
yeah.
moving it. It's still fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts.
I have moments in Absinthe where I'm putting microphones on people's faces.
Right.
And they are masked. And I am masked, and yeah. I'm gloved, and all of that stuff. Still a little weird.
It's still weird.
Still a little weird.
It's still a little weird.
And, like, I would say an hour of my day every day right now
yeah.
is just dealing with sanitation. Sanitization.
Yeah.
And sanitation.
Yeah.
Both.
Sanitization. Santanization, which is where you guys all put on beards and,
right.
and white beards.
What happened. And, of course, we do all of this in Santa's nation.
Oh, God. Did you hear about that?
What?
The Santa shit?
No.
What is the Santa
We're both
shit?
Looking at you like you're crazy. We've definitely not heard of this. Tell us.
There was a plan to have Santa's.
Could you tell us slower?
Mall Santa's talk up a COVID vaccine in exchange for early access to the COVID vaccine.
So far, I'm completely in favor.
A legit government plan to have Mall Santas endorse a COVID vaccine that
oh
doesn't
my
exist
gosh.
Yet in exchange for early access to a possible non-existent yet COVID vaccine.
I mean, so this is so yeah.
I love it.
So like, you know, the surveys that are out
going
right,
to kill myself.
It's like only 50% of the population says they're willing to take it. We need 70% of the population to take it, right? Or that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which, again, people argue on all these points. But right now, with the leadership in place and that kind of plan in place, I would also, if surveyed, would argue that I'm skeptical of taking the
yes.
vaccine. And when a real one comes up and the right people tell me to take it, I'm definitely taking the vaccine.
It's the Fauci test. Let's hope he stays around long enough to take the real vaccine that we know to take.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, it'd be crazy for him to get fired at this point.
I mean living.
Unthinkable.
I mean stay alive.
Oh, you mean he won't get like CIA murdered or just...
Anything can happen in this reality.
That's true. That's true.
I had to go to an Apple store yesterday.
Yeah.
The Apple store is now reopened for, I guess I did not have to do this because it was for earbuds.
I must
yeah.
get earbuds I could easily order from Amazon. I must
No,
get
I had to get
them
fixed.
Oh, okay.
I had to get my set of
you got me, Jacob.
AirPods repaired.
Thought I exposed your hypocrisy.
Nope.
Exposed.
I'll tell you who's doing a good job with the social distancing stuff is the Apple store.
Oh, yeah?
They are doing a great job. At least the one in the forum shops at Caesar's Palace.
Get these fixed.
No, get out.
They have a line outside, so a social distant line.
Leave.
They require you to do hand sanitation. I'm just going to keep saying sanitation now.
Yeah.
Sanitization.
Yep.
Oh, ho, ho.
Ho, ho,
now you don't have COVID.
Aren't you a clean little
they
boy?
They require you to do the wipe down. They do a temp check. They make you have an appointment to even come in so
Who's
you can't just wander around.
Who's taking your kid to a Mall Santa this year?
That's the bigger question. And
well,
also,
I guess that's the reason why you need those people to talk up a vaccine.
Furthermore, who listens to their kid for vaccinization of advice? Like, oh, my kid says we should get the COVID vaccine.
All right.
Guess we'll do it.
I'll play Santa. Go ahead.
Hi, guys here.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh. Welcome to this beautiful mall. This crowded line, this closed area with all of these people hanging out. Welcome. Happy holidays. Hi. What I really mean is Merry Christmas.
I'm Jewish.
You know why I'm here.
I want the LOL doll set.
LOL doll set. I can do you one better than that.
What?
How about a vaccine?
What do you mean?
What if instead of getting gifts on Christmas, you get a gift just after Christmas?
Oh, like the legendary Kenner Star Wars gift set, which was just a piece of paper that parents bought for their kids because they were not ready for the rush of the holiday demand, and the things arrived months later. It was still very well received and highly sought after. If you can actually get one of those packages with just the mail-in receipt, it's actually worth some money, just the paper. Pretty amazing. I can go for that. I mean, it's not getting a thing on the holiday, but hey, teach me a lesson, right? Teach me about patience. I'm with it. Hey, we're all learning about patience during this time. Fuck's sake. I haven't been to a playground in 8 months. Fuck me.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas. Smile, say cheese.
Cheese.
It's $45 for the set. Oh, hold on.
Gee.
All right.
Well, I got a tickle.
It's a myth.
What?
Never mind.
Oh, you one of those.
I'll tell you what else is a myth, and that's the following sponsor.
Hello, I'm Trump Santa Claus.
Trumpy Claus.
Trumpy Claus.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
You know, it's a beautiful tree, and it's blood red, and, you know, like we like. And also, fuck Christmas.
And I'm Trumpy Claus Jr. I'm just as charismatic and likable as Trumpy Claus, right, guys?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you are as charismatic, yeah. Charismatic and as likable.
Ah! I'm alive.
That was snow.
Yeah.
That was snow,
just
everybody.
Snow, everybody.
It was just snow.
Just smelling the morning snow.
Snow shoots out of my nose occasionally because I live in the North Pole. Of course it would.
Yeah.
Of course it would.
Enter Hay Scoops Checkout. It is really weird.
This whole goddamn earth.
This occurred to me the other day when I saw Don Jr. on something.
Yeah?
I worked with a woman who he had an affair with.
Yeah, right.
While he was married,
oh, yeah.
He had an affair, and there was a whole NDA and everything, which apparently she did not stand by because I know about it.
No, she even told that, like, she told a couple of shows and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I think there were lawsuits and stuff.
Aubrey O'Day is who we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to. We're not. We didn't sign shit.
Right.
You're putting her on blast.
Well,
She put
it on blast.
Yeah.
She tweeted out a bunch of shit the other day and then deleted
good for
it.
Her.
All.
Oh, did she? I missed that. But yeah, that just occurred to me the other day. I was like, all right. I worked with someone who, I believe while I worked with her,
yeah,
was part of the affair.
Penn was around the courting.
Right.
It was on Penn's season of Celebrity Apprentice that he was watching that all that happen.
Oh, yes. No, so it was after I worked with her.
Yeah.
I saw her a few times after. That's what I'm thinking of. That's why I'm getting confused.
Yes, yeah. Because she told you openly that we tried to get her as a guest on our show.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we reached out to see if she would come on our show just to talk about it.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't know we'd be talking about First Son. We didn't know.
Yeah.
That would have been a scoop.
It would have been. Yeah. Yeah, she just tweeted a bunch of stuff.
Ah.
And then deleted it.
Oh, okay.
It was on a Yahoo News article.
Oh, I missed that.
But I'm going for it. It was right after the Rat Paris article that I skipped.
I must have seen it. Just like logged it in the back of my brain somehow.
This is the weird thing about that and like Stormy Daniels and stuff. It's like you can like that they're saying what they're saying kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
But then you're like, but you still did
you
that
You played
thing.
The game. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's gross to sleep with those people.
Right.
Just as a laws of attraction kind of thing.
Right. I mean, I'll be the first to say it. I find Donald Jr. more attractive than I find Donald Sr.
What? Hot take.
We used to do that for all of our hot takes.
That was actually a COVID test. That was the check the lung capacity of Matt Paul.
We just found a new bit. Hot take bit. Hot
take. Both of their lung capacities, fine.
And while we're there, while in my apprentice, working on Apprentice, I was just thinking about this on the drive-in. That if you took Trump out of the equation,
mm-hmm.
there's just a lot of great Penn and Teller stories that came out of that deal. Like the way they actually competed on the show and the show's parameters. Like the, when they had Blue Man Group blowing, using leaf blowers to blow a
cash
around Central Park and stuff. Like that was just really cool, funny shit that they were doing. You know, when Penn went full carny on like a sell, there's like a sales contest for sandwiches or whatever, and Penn just fucking blazed through it.
He's
just a much better on the spot salesman than like anyone in history.
Right.
So let alone celebrities who don't normally do it.
Right.
Like that kind of stuff was like fun.
Yeah.
Was,
when
like,
you when you really made money stories. For decades by yelling at people on the streets to give you money.
Yeah.
It turns out that you get really good at getting people to buy things.
Yeah, and doing like weird carny shit, like going like, oh, last one.
Yeah.
And then someone buys it and you go like, oh, look at this. We just found two more.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff. It was really there's a lot of good stories from that. And then being around that family for the final event. Like, it's so weird that then now that they are that family now.
Right.
Like, watching Ivanka Trump walk in, I was like, she looks like a rubber duck. She walks like a rubber duck. She really, like, waddled in on a dress, and it was, like, really strange.
Right.
She's a tiny head, and then the rest of her body comes out much like the toy. And I think about it every time I see a toy rubber duck. I think about Ivanka Trump every single time.
Well, it's like, I have been around two presidents in my life.
Right.
No, sorry, three, actually. I've been around George Herbert Walker Bush. I did a gig where he was speaking after he was president, during his son's presidency.
Yeah.
I was around Barack Obama at a campaign, not a campaign event, but at a press event outside of Las Vegas at a solar panel farm outside of Las Vegas while he was president. And I was around Donald Trump several times before he was president.
Right.
Really weird that those are the
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know how to think about it.
I don't either. Because, like, yeah, Trump was a fucking dick to Penn on the show, so I hated him. I understand.
You'll be surprised by this. He was a dick to technical people that worked on shows that he was a part of before he was president as well.
Oh, yeah.
I know that's surprising to you.
I know. He just seems like such a caring fella on the surface.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, you don't even get credit for it. Like, people love telling stories about, like, people that celebrities that seem nice were secretly dicks to their staff behind the scenes. You don't even get that credit with that fam. It's just like, no shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And Eric
it's
Trump,
like these people that are dicks to people.
Eric Trump in person Water came wet. Off like as the goober he is portrayed as in sketches and things like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You just are like, what are you doing, Eric? It's like what the feeling was in person at the time too. I don't know.
It always reminds me of the Matt Damon character on World Police.
It really is.
Eric Trump.
just goofy stuff. I'm trying to find a way to get away from Trump any way possible.
Yeah, it's great.
Reaching for a stick. Jacob, what did you eat for lunch?
I got nothing.
Nothing. I haven't eaten today.
Damn it.
Oh, I had a lifesaver.
Okay, good. That's exactly what I need right now.
Good. I'm eating one right now, too. It's delicious. Thank you, Lifesavers Candies. You saved us. Literally saved us. Oh, what are you doing for the kids on Halloween, candy-wise?
Oh, so this is the thing. So now that I'm doing the show and the show's opening, I have a show that night.
Yes.
Now, the show's 7:30, so I'll still be around for some action. I had purchased a bunch of bags so I could fold the flap over with a sticker on it.
Okay.
And so I have
like sandwich bag type things?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but Halloween-themed.
Great.
Bought a bunch of candy from the Costco. Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it.
Good place. You could save money there. Candy there. It's cheaper. I have my extendable fishing pole prop from Magic. So I was going to put out a giant table of bags.
Uh-huh.
And then use my extendable fishing pole to hook the bag and then extend it to the people coming by.
Great.
On
Love
Halloween,
it.
They're very, out on my driveway.
That sounds very cute, but now you're working. So you're
now I'm working. I guess my wife has to, I got to teach my wife how to do that.
How to fish.
You think?
Fish.
I guess
then she'll have fish forever.
Is there going to be trick-or-treating?
All of the like nosy neighbor board stuff I'm reading and little whispers of Facebook stuff is like everybody wants to do some version of trick-or-treating. I don't think, like for instance, we used to be like a house that people came from around
right.
to come to our house, and then we all went trick-or-treating in my neighborhood. We had a good trick-or-treating neighborhood.
Yeah, that was my old neighborhood as well.
We won't, oh, right, no, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were joking that you came to trick-or-treat at my house.
I did that too.
We make chili.
Full-size bars.
We make chili.
Full-size bars. full size bars.
So we're not inviting anyone to our house.
Smart.
So we won't be having anybody there. Mm-hmm. The debate was whether we would just take the actual houses we know, like we all do, the Milers and stuff like that, and just do like a five house trick or treating thing, or whether we just actually, with the one family that our kids definitely play together, just we think about just cashing it all out and doing just let these at four home. Kids have a sleepover.
There you go.
Sleepover.
That would be my thing. And show them really terrifying shit so they stay up all night.
And so, yeah.
It's a straight up Saw movie marathon.
That's what we're trying to figure out. People definitely still come to wake up and they just locked each other in different rooms.
Yeah.
While we were sleeping. And
Dad! Keeler swallowed a key! Dad, he's the Keeler for real now!
If you open the door, it'll chop Hilly's foot off!
Don't do it! Don't go to work!
Fine, I'm gonna go get coffee.
Damn it.
Oh, sounds like it did it anyway.
All right, I'm still getting coffee. The numbers are crazy. So it's not even like...
Right.
Like, and also, at this point, everything that Fauci has said is going to happen has happened.
He's been on it. He hadn't been right about everything he said publicly.
No.
But he's been on. He's got a pretty good record.
But the thing he gets crucified the most for is so easily explainable. The mask thing,
right,
is so easily explained and done. And also, it was in the first three fucking weeks where we didn't know shit.
Right.
And so I hate being like, oh, but he said this, but now he said this. It's like, yeah. Can we just when people bring that up, I want to yell like time. Time happened. The past,
right.
Present. You know, it's like,
you know how you've said things where you've been wrong about things? Yeah, that's what happened.
But the prediction of waves and the timing of waves has been completely accurate.
Yes.
And so there's some dire wave prediction happening.
Well, when you don't do anything,
turns out it gets worse.
So it's a scary time to both work again, and it's a scary time to think about Halloween with the kiddos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, my kids have been great, really good about getting COVID tested. Mm-hmm. They were totally champs about that.
Good.
They didn't give a shit.
I bet they're handling it better than I am.
Well, they actually was like, when I was like, they're like, can we go play with so-and-so? And I was like, no, we're telling everybody that we had a COVID exposure and you can't play with them until we know you don't have it.
Right.
They were like, let's go get tested. Let's go. Because they want to play with their friends that are safe.
I've been doing the back of the throat test.
Yeah.
And holy shit, am I bad at that.
Oh, I'm really bad at that.
I cough and hack all over the people who are doing it. Yeah. And I warned them now.
And you think I was an altar boy. I would just fucking just.
Yeah, just
no
take
problem.
It's
not like riding a bike.
No.
That gag reflex grows back.
Well, because they take the Q-tip like thing.
Yeah.
And just like scrape it along the back of my soft palate.
Was that the third Stone Temple Pilots album?
Yes.
Soft palate?
Q-tip-like thing?
Q-tip-like thing, yeah.
Oh, no, you're thinking of Chili Peppers.
Ah. Sex magic. Sex magic. Blood sex magic. COVID magic.
That's a weird reissue.
Hey, everybody. It's Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's time for everybody to take a stand and fix this fight. Let's do it, Flea.
And I'm Flea.
Yeah, hey, Flea. Flea doesn't have
I'm just here.
Flea doesn't have COVID.
Yeah.
Sick magic.
So I think if we, because my kids haven't done a lot of sleepovers, so that's a big one. It's a big bargaining.
I'm telling
chip.
You, man, get a scary movie. Get them good.
I feel like a lot of your suggestions
Candyman.
Are that I should like fuck up my kids.
No. You think I'm saying fuck up your kids. I'm saying create a memory for a lifetime.
That's what I hear him saying.
All right, let's lean in. What's the best memory I could create, right?
Uratsu Kadoji, the legend of the Overfiend. it's an anime, so it'll start out like a cartoon and go fucking 90 miles an hour downhill from there.
Let's see. Human Centipedes, NC-17.
Oh, Human Centipede!
Let's add up all your ages.
Human Centipede!
It's 17.
Can you imagine?
Nailed it.
Can you imagine showing kids Human Centipede? Not only is it terrible,
showing
it's not
adults
even,
Human Centipede is bad enough.
It's not even good, though. It's just not even a good scary movie.
What are the movies that fucked you up?
The movies
of Psycho,
Arataka Doji, Legend of the Overfiend.
Psycho fuck you up?
I saw Psycho way too young.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
The movie that scared me the most, and you could watch this on Netflix, the movie that scared me a ton, I saw it at somebody's house in their basement.
Yeah.
The Car.
The Car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a scary movie for a kid, but I watched it recently, and I was like, this is insanely ridiculous. It's funny.
Carrie fucked me up, and I didn't even understand what was happening.
Yeah.
Okay. Just the tone and the actors were just so weird that I was like creeped out.
Yeah.
I always really liked Carrie. I never.
Sleepaway Camp.
Okay.
I hate Sleepaway Camp. That was like Jersey movie. I just watched that the other day. I was like,
the look of disgust on Paul's face when he just said Jersey movie.
It starts off with these two kids.
Tony Chessman's house, eighth grade sleepover.
These two kids.
We all watched Sleepaway Camp.
Of course you did, because it probably had five people you knew in it. These fucking kids are sitting on this.
It was filmed in the house that they were watching it in.
The dad is like, okay, kids, let's behave ourselves. And then George started some trouble with me. No, I didn't push you. Yeah, you did. You pushed me. No, I didn't. Don't start. Yeah, you're gonna. We should go over to that camp sometime.
The whole movie.
I mean, but that's the way. That's I'm like that. The accents are out of control.
They're fantastic.
They're out of control.
I don't hear any accents in it. I just hear people talking.
The movie is awful, but. Yeah.
Fucked me up.
Oh, it should.
The movies that terrified me were, except for Psycho, were not necessarily scary movies. I think I just saw some movies that had some scary stuff in them a little too young.
Exorcist with the twirling head vomit part was like, gave me really, like, I like really like neck. I would get like really weird about my neck.
Exorcist was a weird one for me.
Because I was a Catholic school kid.
Right.
Whole bit.
I didn't get to see anything.
Exorcist for me was...
I didn't get to see shit.
It was my neighbor Ryan.
Yeah.
He was the youngest of a bunch of kiddos.
Oh, so he had movies from his
and his
siblings.
Dad like owned a restaurant in like the city.
Yeah.
So he was like gone all the time. And he had a lot of sitters and stuff. And so
that
he
city
got
restaurant
access.
Money.
We go to Ryan. Yeah. We go to Ryan's house and we'd watch all the crazy movies at his house. And we got to see stuff that we shouldn't see.
Yeah.
Then his mom would come home.
Oh, and he had to go, oops, stop it.
Right. And so his mom would be like, what did you watch?
And Care Bears.
She'd be like, you lying.
That's funny. Then, I was about to go to Care Bears too.
And then,
don't you lie to me. What'd you watch?
She'd call my dad and tell him what we watched.
And he'd go.
And we'd come home and get in trouble. And I hated horror movies anyway. Ryan wanted to watch the horror movies. He would reenact.
I'm getting in trouble for things that I don't even want
to
watch.
His game. He'd be like, he'd come over to play and be like, hey, you guys want to reenact Poltergeist? And we'd be like, no. And he's like, do you mind if I do it? And we'd be like, sure. And then while my brother Rob and I would play, our buddy Ryan would just do the whole movie Poltergeist, like, in time. It would take him, like, 2 hours to do. He was just around our house reenacting every scene from Poltergeist while Rob and I played, like, Transformers.
Matt, I don't know if you realize this.
Yeah.
Ryan's a weirdo.
Oh! Let me check. Let me see if that checks out. Yeah. It does.
I think the term you're looking for, Jacob, is restaurant entrepreneur.
No, for Exorcist, for me, and it might be the same for Paul, I don't know, because in the Bible Belt, in like the super Christian-y area of the country,
mm-hmm.
that movie was looked at as a different level of horror movie. And all of the rumors that were all over the place, that were all over the country, you know, the things like the set was haunted and all that stuff that was going on, those existed in the Deep South as well. But to such a different degree that it was terrifying that evil existed in the world,
right?
And someone had the gall and the hubris to put that on film
to make a mockery
and to release
of it.
Yeah, to make this mockery of the
There's,
devil.
Like you're tempting,
is a very
you're
real
tempting
thing.
Tempting the devil.
And
yeah,
it was. That was a weird one.
Oh man! Well,
I never bought into it. I saw The Exorcist when I was a kid, and I was like, "This isn't that scary." And
no,
whatever.
You have to be convinced that there's, you know, woo all around your face,
right?
That's the thing about this.
Who don't love some good face woo?
That series that I was watching that I was talking about last episode with the crucifix up the butt. The Hauntings.
Yes,
I think it's called Haunting.
Yeah.
On Netflix, but that episode, in particular, it's a bunch of old ladies sitting, because it's the actual, giant quotes, people, the real life people.
Yeah.
Recounting the story of this thing, and they had this terrible event go on in a nursing home, which is basically they were working in a nursing home.
Right.
They don't, and they want to attribute all this shit to demonic possession. But that's the whole thing. It's like they're just convinced that they're like, I couldn't hang up a picture of Jesus in that room.
Oh my god.
Oh right.
Yeah,
put it on a hook and it wouldn't stay.
Yeah.
And then I had a supervisor come in and say, "What are you doing?" Like, put it up on the hook. Wouldn't stay for her either. Oh,
right.
Yeah, I remember watching weird haunting documentaries like that or whatever. There's like a light when you pull the camera down the hallway, like a light will flash up in front of the doors, mm-hmm. or like a loaf of bread went off the fucking kitchen counter or something when they left the camera
there
overnight. They're like, ghosts hate bread.
Oh, that's what
ghosts want you to put bread in the bread basket.
That's what you can show the kids. There's a series called Nuke's Top 5.
Go on.
And it's top 5 ghosts caught on camera every time.
Oh, okay.
And it's all these weird
events.
Paranormal. Well, he's got like paranormal investigators that go along, and it's basically doors closing. 90% doors.
All right, kids. You want to watch some videos of doors closing?
That's crazy. The fuck are my kids? All I have to do is just close a door.
Dude,
just go upstairs, close the door.
If you want to, I mean, you
show them Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
No, seriously,
get them back to clowns.
That's a creepy one. Oh No, a Clown.
I reminded my oldest about the Oh No, a Clown game,
and
he was like, he was laughing. He was like, oh, I do kind of remember that game. But it's just so weird.
But those clowns don't come around anymore. Yeah. I guess once you get to a certain age, you can't look through the liminal space any longer. Oh well.
End quote.
I was like, I gotta Google some stuff, and I'll get back to you.
But then about 10% of it is black shadows moving around. But there's a couple of really creepy ones.
You are the worst at selling a movie.
No, yeah. These aren't movies.
You're the worst at selling a thing to watch.
Yeah.
It's time for Scoop Mail.
They're the ones that Ann gives me all kind of shit about.
Message for you, son.
But it makes
speaking of mad. All this, we got an email here from the Satanic Scoop.
What?
Dear fuckers. So, this needs a little context. I'm a fan of power metal, a genre of heavy metal characterized by theatrical, near operatic songs that nevertheless feature blistering guitar solos.
Dream Theater.
Yeah. Would Dream Theater be power metal?
If it's not, then what is?
You might be right. Man, I love the Dream Theater.
Ugh.
I was a Dream Theater fan.
Of course you were.
Usually these songs are about dragons and killing dragons and riding dragons. I don't remember Dream Theater doing dragon songs.
What's the other group that has the crazy, crazy shit? Dragon Force? Is that what they're called?
Maybe.
I think they are.
It's a pretty dragon-centric genre. But not my personal favorite power metal band, Powerwolf. You see, I'm also a fan of gothy shit, and Powerwolf combines gothy shit and over-the-top power metal theatrics. It's super fun because there's all these ridiculous songs about vampires, werewolves, and our dark lord, Satan.
Whoa.
Where it gets weird is that they combine all of this with a very definitely ironic Catholicism. Now, I'm always on the lookout for people who share my weird niche tastes, so when I saw someone wearing a shirt for the band, I immediately started conversations, and things went well at first. This person also really liked metal and goth shit, but I was thrown for a loop when they told me how cool it was to meet another Catholic metalhead. When I inquired cautiously about why they thought I was Catholic, they said it's because I like Powerwolf, which they were convinced was a genuine Christian rock band, despite the fact that they've got songs with titles like Saint Satan's Day, Saturday Satan, Catholic in the Morning, Satanist at Night, Resurrection by Erection, which contains the lyrics, raise your phallus to the sky and you're never gonna die. And my favorite, Colus Sanctus, which I'm pretty sure a good Latin scholar Paul can tell you translates to holy balls, and which is nakedly about the lead singer jacking off and screaming Ave Maria when he comes.
Wow.
Now, I've not yet disabused this person of the idea that I'm Catholic, nor have I pointed out that like a third of the songs on every album are overtly blasphemous, largely because I'm fucking fascinated by the inability of some people to recognize irony when it's fucking them in the face. Speaking of which,
like a country,
fuck you in the face. That's the Satanic Scoop.
Thanks, Satanic Scoop. Well, that sounds like something I'm going to have to look up then, because those sound really funny.
I was going to say, Paul is immediately looking up Powerwolf on his phone right now.
Powerwolf.
I actually already masturbated to it. I came too quickly.
Clowncore cracked me up. I do want to make a recommendation. I talked about this.
Now I can't live up to the hype.
I talked about this on Scoop Group a couple weeks ago, and I meant to bring it up on the show. I keep getting sidetracked.
Oh, weird.
Really great documentary. I know, right? Really great documentary called Not For Resale.
Okay.
It is about video game, used video game stores.
Okay.
And how difficult that business is and how weird it is and physical media versus digital media. So it's really, really interesting. Pat Contry produced it. He's the guy. He's known as Pat the NES Punk.
Well, is there an arc to this documentary? Who are we following?
You're following several entrepreneurs who...
I thought you were going to ask if there was an arc to this story.
Several entrepreneurs who run their own mom-and-pop video game stores.
Okay.
Some of them are very successful. Some of them I've actually encountered at classic video game conventions here decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone on to start their own museum, which is actually flourishing, which is great. Some of them, you find out that their stores close after the end of the documentary. Because it's just getting tighter and tighter. The margins are razor thin at this point.
Yeah.
And it's one of those weird things where it's like, who still collects these things? Like, the bottom's dropped out for Atari collectors.
Right.
Nobody's buying Atari games.
Interesting.
NES is starting to get crazy money now. Like, crazy. And just in these last couple of months, the money you can get for sealed inbox NES games, some of them is just ludicrous. Tens of thousands of dollars just for a box.
I have a whole crate of Duck Hunt, but I don't know if I can move it.
Probably not. Not gonna. If it's mint in box.
What's a duh?
Mint in box. That's one thing. But anyway, it's a great documentary. I'm a documentary.
No, not Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt?
You're right. So what it is, it's a bunch of facts, and you have to do true or false. And if you guess wrong, then it says Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt.
It's an Australian game.
An Australian trivia game?
Yeah.
You are the weakest link, Duck Hunt.
We got an email from Anonymous. Please keep the name Anonymous. I have done so. Gentlemen, as requested, I have a blowjob story that is also an Italian air show.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
My now wife and I began dating in college. At the time, we were both still heavily seeped in the brainwashing of our religious youth. As a result, we had a very slow journey into relationship of any sexual nature. One day when her roommates were out of town, we were hanging out watching TV. Later that day, we were going to go to the movies with a buddy, but had a whole day to be lazy together. After some normal cuddles, she looks at me and says, "I think I want to give you a blowjob." Trying to hide my excitement in order not to add any pressure to the situation,
Let me finish this game puzzle first.
I calmly replied, "Sure, if you want to,
whatever.
But no obligation."
No obligation? Casanova?
She told me that she was nervous about the whole thing and jokingly said, "Maybe I should get some whipped cream." Again, trying to keep my cool, I replied, "Yeah, that's fine." She returned from the kitchen with a can of Ready Whip.
Wait, this is... You are starting a story in a weird place. Where did she get the idea to involve whipped cream in her first time giving you a blowjob?
This would be a person who watched Not Another Teen Movie, which is a great fucking parody movie where Chris Evans shows up ready-whipped to the nines.
Yeah.
That's her vision.
Yeah, we don't know the age of these people.
And if this is her
I can
first,
tell you the age
it's
of
his
people.
first blowjob, right?
Right. Presumably, yeah.
Is it hers?
Sounds like it's hers, too.
Then that seems like that's a real big... You're really setting the high bar for the first one. You're involving toys and trinkets.
But are you? Are you... You're just
getting that out of the way.
Well, if you're indoctrinated in the whole religious thing, and you're already worried about the whole thing, you're like, I know I can put whipped cream in my mouth.
If I hide the penis from God using whipped cream, maybe he won't notice.
I believe it was St. Peter who talked about the dairy barrier.
I think it was St. Richard.
Dairy barrier!
That's late for an episode title.
That's fine, though. That's a... that is a fairly effective form of contraception.
Yeah.
The dairy barrier.
She returned from the kitchen with a can of Ready Whip. In nervous excitement, she depressed the nozzle of the can and proceeded to bury my bone in about half a can of whipped cream.
Oh, God! She's going to get herself sick.
Whoa, I exclaimed immediately. She started to apologize. No, 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 it's fine. That's just a lot of whipped cream, I calmly tried to reassure her. So there I was. So there I was.
She's going to be like getting her face in a
about to get my
pie.
First blowjob ever, and I even had whipped cream involved, too. My expectations could not have been higher. What followed was several minutes of her trying to hype herself up. I can do this. I so want to. Why am I so nervous? Again, I calmly reassured her and told her it was no big deal if she didn't want to. During this exchange, the mountain of whipped cream began
melting.
To melt.
Ew.
In a combination of Florida heat and body temperature.
Yuck!
In a moment of panic, as to not have the whipped cream hit the couch.
Sweet taint.
She went for it. All of it. Taking all of the whipped cream in one swoop.
like a Saint Bernard.
She immediately, I don't know if I'm going to keep reading. I'm laughing too hard. She immediately looked up in terror as it was too late to correct her mistake. With fear in her eyes, she proceeded to sneeze, gag, and cough, sending the whipped cream as though out of a shotgun spraying from her mouth all over my face to the point where I couldn't see out of my glasses. Immediately, she burst into embarrassed tears. Hey, it's okay. It's cool, I said, looking like a clown had just pied me.
I mean, you have to think of that every time you see a whipped cream can, right?
And they're married now.
Right, yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's how it works.
Hey, it's okay. Cool, I said, looking like a clown had just pied me. How could this get any worse, I thought. It was at this moment when we heard a knock at our door.
No!
It was our buddy. Hey, guys, I got out of work early. Let's party. What followed was pure chaos. I ran to the bathroom to clean the whipped cream off of me while she wiped down the couch. A minute or two later, we opened the door, both looking like we had seen a ghost. What the hell happened to you two? My buddy asked. Nothing exciting, man. Nothing exciting. Fucking your whipped cream-covered faces. That's anonymous.
Nothing, but if you want to see my girlfriend lick up anything, holy shit. Oh, my gosh. That
amazing.
Is hysterical.
Anonymous.
That's, oh, I'm crying.
Gold.
Oh, man.
That is... that's outstanding.
Like, what was the second one like?
Better?
I mean, clearly. If it was worse, they wouldn't be married.
They wouldn't be married. Was there ever a second one? Maybe that was it.
That's it. So,
was there
no
ever another one that
for us.
That's it.
We're was not- there ever another one that involved whipped cream? Did they ever eat whipped cream on anything ever again?
Right?
Yeah, there has to be at least a knowing glance every time there's a whipped cream on an object. Yeah,
every holiday, it's got, you know, Thanksgiving gets like...
They can't possibly eat a banana cream pie with a straight face.
No way. Oh,
meringue?
Yeah.
Meringue would probably hold up better.
Yeah, but it's not as... It doesn't stick as well.
Let's try it.
All right.
Jacob, put meringue on your dick.
More of it?
More.
More.
More meringue. It's time for Jock versus Nerd.
Meringue.
Jock versus meringue.
Jock versus nerd action.
Oh, am I?
Fuck yeah.
I'm on the hunt for balls.
That's funny.
I'm supposed to cry.
Balls on the hunt for balls.
Whip cream dick.
What about it? A
gargle. We got a scooper coming to us today from Jurassic Scoop.
I can do this. I can do this. Why am I scared?
I love that part a lot. Oh, you're putting whipped cream on the couch.
The coaching up while you're sitting there with whipped cream on your dick is really great.
There's also, there's the idea, first of all, there's the idea that you're going to go to hell if you do this blowjob.
Right,
right.
If you give a blowjob, you're going to go to hell. The thing that put her over the edge was that the couch was about to get messy.
Well, God don't make no junk. Yeah. And a messy couch is junk.
Oh, the categories really are satisfying.
The following sponsor, The Language of Cinema.
Oh, yes.
Afraid of the Game.
Oh, God.
And Cults.
Yeah.
This is Matt, you're up first.
Who wrote this?
This is a Jurassic Scoop.
This is
You stopped the vowel, right?
Yeah.
I went all the way through. It's the most horrible thing.
No. And
what a terrible seasons. Fucking like, show.
There's literally articles coming out of what's happening in the trial now. I don't need a documentary.
I can't believe they're still even.
I can just take 5 minutes and read them.
They've made themselves very unlikable.
Oh my! Like it's. You could argue that he's behind it since he's doing jailhouse interviews to mitigate the damage by actually like it's actually like going with a lesser amount of damage.
I bet that's true.
Oh yeah. Sure seems like it.
Speaking of which, I'll take Cults for 200.
Within 3 years, what year was the Heaven's Gate mass suicide?
1980.
Nope.
Later?
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
What is it?
Whose turn is it?
What Matt just guessed, but he got it wrong. So what is it?
It's 96.
96?
96.
That seems impossible.
That's like a Branch Davidian time. They weren't at the same time, were they?
It's 96.
97.
I was right.
You were.
What is Heaven's Gate?
That's the T and Bo. Everybody dress in purple jumpsuits and new Nike sneakers and put a cover over your head while we all take suicide pills.
Yeah. That happened in 97, huh?
They had to get on Hail Bop. Because I was doing...
Oh, it was Hail Bop.
Yeah.
You're right. It was the comet.
That's right. It was 97 because that was the summer I was doing...
I guess Branch Davidians were a little earlier.
That was the summer I was doing Klingon at Kings Island, and we got those Weekly World News.
You did what?
And because it was crazy because it was... That was the whole thing, was we were all doing Star Trek characters.
You're all doing alien-y stuff.
And that every tabloid was like, Star Trek maniac kills...
Oh, right.
Star Trek cult kills himself.
Paul, you're up.
I will take the following sponsor.
For 200.
Summer from a freshman year of college. I don't remember it at all. I wasn't even smoking the weed then.
An international publicly traded meal kit company based in Berlin, Germany... it is the largest meal kit provider in the United States.
What is that one? Oh, Blue Apron.
Okay. Hello Fresh.
That was going to be my other guess.
That was the only guess I had.
It's the only other two there are.
Yeah.
I was thinking meal kits like Lunchables or something. I was
off.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Lunchables. Now, that's... There you go.
I'm going Afraid
Italian.
Of the Game for 200.
Sesame crackers. Hello.
This mat has 6 rows of large colored circles on it, with a different color in each row. A spinner is attached to a square board and is used to determine where the player has to put their hand or foot. I believe that is Twister.
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 Twister is correct.
Matt's Twister again.
Matt, you're up.
I will take Language of Cinema for 200.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Jaws.
Nice.
I'm sorry, it was Jaws.
I like that.
Paul.
I'll take Language of Cinema.
For 400. Hold on to your butts.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. I'll do Language of Cinema. 600. Ray, when someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes.
What is that's a trick question. It's the movie Ray.
Jamie Foxx's best work. Ghostbusters. And Matt.
Let's do we crushed it. Language of
Cinema. Yeah. Daily double.
I bet it all, Jacob.
Nicely done.
True story? I couldn't swear to every detail, but it's certainly true that it's a story.
Oh, damn it. I ran right into a brick wall.
What is that movie?
It feels like the closing line of a scene, like the closing scene kind of thing.
I have a guess.
What
is your guess?
My guess is Big Trouble in Little China.
That's not a bad guess.
What was your guess? Mine is Goonies.
My guess is Big Fish, which I haven't seen.
Which I haven't seen.
I love that movie.
But Matt has to guess. So what do you think?
I'll go with Big Fish.
All right. No Country for Old Men.
Oh, all right,
no
friendo.
No Country for Old Men.
Oh, that was a brick wall at
the end. That's rough. We all got. I like that movie.
Yeah. Paul.
The Afraid of the Game.
For 400, players roll 2 6-sided dice to move around the game board, buying and trading properties and developing them with houses and hotels.
Monopoly.
Tough one. No Country for Old Men.
Nailed it.
No Country for Monopoly.
It's my turn. I'll do Afraid of the Game for 600. Players take on the roles of settlers attempting to build and develop holdings while trading and acquiring resources. Players gain points as their settlements grow. The first to reach a set number of points wins. I believe that would be Catan.
Yep.
It is. And Matt, your turn.
I'll take the following sponsor for 400.
At 4.2% ABV, American Light Pilsner beer sold by Molson Coors, previously Miller Coors, of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
What? Oh, I have to guess the Pilsner.
A 4.2% ABV.
Alcohol by volume.
Mm-hmm.
American Light Pilsner. Pass.
That passes to Paul.
Paul, you know your beers.
Pass.
I think the percentage is the important part there. I think that is Coors Banquet beer.
Okay.
I think that's a different percentage than most beers. Nope, Miller Lite.
Oh.
The champagne of beers.
That's Miller High Life.
You're delicious right. Beer. It is the champagne of
it
beers.
It is truly the champagne of beers. Paul.
Afraid of the Game.
For 800. Two Las Vegas improv professionals compete in a quiz hosted by an audio guy with luscious locks.
That would be Jack versus Nerd.
Or We Don't Know Shit.
Or We Don't Know Shit.
Yep.
Let's see. It's my turn. I'll try the following sponsor for 600.
I'm playing awfully in this game. Look at me.
Oh, yeah. You were. Well,
you just got dinged on the double.
You had 800 on the the thing. You lost.
Guys,
that.
Don't try to talk me up. I'm really
not.
No,
you're doing badly.
Thank you.
Yeah. Based in New York, they are known for their subscription service where customers receive new razor blades, shaving cream, and other grooming products by mail.
Oh, this is a tough one because there's two products that do it.
Yeah. I'm going to guess Harry's.
That would be my guess.
It is Harry's.
Perfect.
There you go, guys.
Matt.
800's following sponsor. Turn it around, guys.
This business sells flatulence within a non-rigid container.
Walmart. Farts. Farts in a bag.
Farts. Farts in a bag. Bees.
And Matt is out of negative numbers. Paul,
look
you're
at
up.
Me go.
Colts.
For 400. Daily double. Now it's for 1,400. Within 3 years, what year was the sarin gas attack on the Tokyo subway system by members of Om Shinriko? Come on, Paul. You were just talking about this before we started recording.
Remember, you were a Klingon.
Yeah.
And part of your show took place in a subway.
2000.
Let's try it. I think it was later than that. No, it was 95.
Fuck. Fuck my asshole.
2000 minus 1995 equals... Oh, five.
Nah, shit. Let's see. It's me. I'm going Colts for 600. Within 3 years, what year was the FBI raid on the Branch Davidians in Waco, Texas? I guess 93.
Good guess.
93
on the nose.
On
the dick nose.
Right on the dick nose.
Right on that dick nose.
And Matt, closing out the category and the game, Colts for 800. Within 5 years, what year did the Jonestown Massacre occur?
Oh, let's see. I started drinking Kool-Aid when I was in second grade.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't Kool-Aid. It was Flavor-Aid.
That's true. They didn't use Kool-Aid in Jonestown.
Don't drink the Flavor-Aid. It's really weird to say.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't roll off the tongue. And that was part of the problem.
Uh, 75.
All right. 78.
Boom.
Good
right
guess.
In there.
Within 5 years,
I would have guessed a little later than that. That's the game. I win with 2,200. Matt, with that last question, launches himself to second place.
See, if anyone listening out there, if you want to turn around, be hard on yourself.
Gamesmanship, baby.
Yeah.
And Paul loses with 0 points. Thank you, Jurassic Scoop. That was a good one. That was a good scooper.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
And I'm not just saying that because I won.
I am saying
although
it
that's part
won.
Of the reason.
Thank you so much. Hey, thanks, Penn, for creating this podcast.
Thanks, Penn.
I also want to thank a couple of people who sponsor us from the old Patreon.
Yeah. That's right. Over at fartsinabag.biz.
Fartsinabag.biz. Go over there and you can see all the different tiers that we offer. Any tier at all gets you access to our secret RSS feed where we provide all kinds of cool stuff.
It's like awesome.
Paul's situational awareness.
And good stuff, too.
That's true. We got all kind of goodies.
And I do all this behind the scenes with Fool Us, and you just read letters about poop, and this yeah. is
This is the effort we put
in. Which, by the way, send your poop stories, send your situational awareness stories to Paul at Hey Scoops. Don't send them to the main Hey Scoops feed.
Yeah. I want to thank Freeze-Dried Scoop, who allegedly invented the golf ball.
One Fell Scoop, who is allegedly a mask.
Scoopatron, who allegedly is a transformer.
Scooper Conductor, allegedly a train.
Greater Sunday Scoop is more than meets the eyes. Allegedly.
Jason Horcrastus, allegedly the last Horcrastus crux.
Griffin Mankey, who's a Decepticon artist, allegedly.
Verminous Coot, who is allegedly running for Senate.
Scoop-O-Mania, who once ate a macaroon, allegedly.
Jason Mensch, allegedly he's a mensch.
Heather Divine Hansen, also a pig, allegedly.
Scoopy Bartfast, which is allegedly a new breakfast item on the Jack in the Box menu.
Scoop Scoop in a stupid ass way is a greeting in Cuba, allegedly.
Jason Speckland, which is allegedly a place you can go to find specs.
Yarny Scoop earned that nickname because of those ropes, yo. Allegedly.
Jason Vasquez, allegedly the author of Johnny the Homicidal Maniac.
Lapis Lagomorph, who allegedly is a dog.
L.A.J. allegedly made a chocolate mold of his own finger.
Howard Jackson, who is a god. It's not even allegedly. He just is.
Jeff Harris, allegedly a burgeoning comic book collection.
Hugo, Liz Allen is calling me.
Right now?
Yeah, and I declined, and now she's calling me back. Should I take it?
Ask her if she wants to talk.
We're so close. I'll answer and tell her on the air. Liz Allen, former Ice Cream Social guest, you're calling me while I'm recording Ice Cream Social. You're on the air.
What? Wait, what was that? Say that again?
You called me while I'm recording a podcast, so you're on the air. You're being recorded.
Oh, my God, I'm on the air. I have a lot to say about a lot of things, so I'm glad I'm on the air.
Okay.
I am thrilled. I wait until you're on the podcast. And then I call you once a year, Matt.
I was going to say, it's a rare to get a call from you, so I wasn't sure whether I should, you know, this is how I'm handling it.
You're adorable. I am so grateful that you picked up even though you're clearly busy. Thank you.
Is it something I should call you back about off air?
You most certainly can. I just have a quick, I'm helping someone with some voting stuff, and I wanted to talk to you about Vegas. Please call me when you're off the air. Absolutely.
You got it.
Okay, bye.
I'll call you right back. Bye.
Improv's Liz Allen, everybody.
Phew. And if that doesn't earn us the Webby Awards, I don't know what will.
What can?
We
should ask her opinion about Second City being for sale.
Oh, we should have just put her right on the spot.
She had definitely agreed to be interviewed.
Yeah. Every place you taught at is shuttering. You want to talk about it real quick while we're in the middle of our credits?
The art form you've dedicated your life to. In shambles. What's up?
I see you stopped crying long enough to call me.
How's that?
How's that treating you?
I want to thank Ian A. Chapman, or is it Ian A. Champion, allegedly?
All the scoops I slept with last night, allegedly.
Hugo Steenburgen. That seems like a new name. Allegedly, I'm in love with you.
Scoops of War, which is allegedly coming out for the PlayStation 5.
Dungeon Scoop and Dragon Scoop, allegedly just one scoop.
Jennifer Grayson, America's favorite Pokemon, allegedly.
Grill Sergeant Scoops, allegedly a bar of soap.
Married Scoop, allegedly divorce scoop.
Oh, no.
What?
Poor gal.
Or guy.
Ivan Elsa, allegedly a dragon.
Cheesy Scoop, allegedly curds.
Jacob the Farmer Guy, allegedly Jacob the City Guy, you liar.
Oh, my God. Scooped Mids. Allegedly, scooped tops.
Jacob Dinkelicker. Allegedly, Jacob Dinkle Ocean.
Jeremy Hudson. Allegedly, Jennifer Hudson, the singer.
Jacob Harrington. Allegedly, Jacob Bassington.
I'm glad you cleared up which Jennifer Hudson you met.
Right? Thank you.
Scoop JD. Allegedly, Jennifer Hudson, the singer.
Yako Scoop. Allegedly, Taco Scoop.
Jesse Miller, allegedly Jennifer Hudson, the boxer.
Jacob Snyder, allegedly I wiggled and jiggled and jiggled inside her.
Jesse Rain, allegedly Jennifer Hudson, the Nobel laureate.
Scooper at the gates of dawn. Allegedly, those gates are actually just open.
Jessica Vint, allegedly Jennifer Hudson, the river.
Ice Cream Manwich, allegedly named Jennifer.
Jill Short, allegedly Jennifer Hudson, tall.
That cool new scoop. Yeah, allegedly been around for a while, but just announced themselves.
Ooh.
Mr. Scoopy Butthole, allegedly just a taint. Jennard Lankard, allegedly a tankard of good bourbon.
The Cincy Scoop, allegedly the Columbus Scoop.
What?
What?
How do you like your chili?
The following scoops all look and move like a rubber duck. That's Jacob Lindsay Flora, Jacob McCulley, Mini Scoopless, Jacob Bila, Scoopalls Drag Race, James Hubble, Jameson Fisher, Jason Klepper, Jason Freshwater, Jason Curvin, Marble Tulip, Scoopy Tree, Jason Victor, Jay Shapiro, Jed Taxon, Jeff Darnell, Jeff Faust, Jeff Michaels, Sugar Free Scoop, Jeffrey Nowyuk, Jennifer Brown, Captain James T. Scoop, Jill Dorneman, Scalawall Scoop, Joel Zimba, St. John John, John Glore, Spring-Loaded Scoop, Joel Teshrobe, sure, Jessica Leslie, and Ginny Ebarb. Thank you all so much.
Thank you guys so much. If you want to be thanked like this on air, head over to preachingfun.com and check out our page. If you're just listening to us because you can and you're spending time with us, thank you so much.
Yeah.
If you want to help us get new listeners, the best way is to recommend us to someone you trust. You can pick more than one person while we're still, until the vaccine comes.
Yeah, these are still unprecedented times. Yeah.
You got 3 years. 3 years of pyramid scheme.
And then we're going to lock it back up.
Locking it back up to the obelisk. But these next 3 years, Wild West.
Yep. All right. And thank you all so much. Stay safe, and we'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon, like a baboon with a balloon. Remember that? What was that?
Before you finish your sentence.
It wasn't Dr. Seuss, but it was in that same...
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that.
It was a baboon.
No, I don't.
That really stung me.
No, it was a story. The baboon has a balloon, and the balloon gets popped, and he gets really sad.
I'll tell you now what'll make you really sad.
What?
This is like Seuss Publishing has bought up all of those books that weren't Seuss, but were kind of in the Seuss realm,
yeah,
and they published them under the Dr. Seuss name.
Oh,
with the author properly credited, but
right,
with the Seuss binder.
Interesting.
The cat in the hat,
okay.
Kind of thing. So like the one with like the lightning bug and the owl. Do you remember that story?
I don't remember that one. But Are You My Mother?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not a Seuss book.
Right, but things now have those labels on them. It's very confusing.
Yeah.
A place that you cannot find those things for sale is heyscoops.com/shop. HeyScoops.com/shop does not have any of those books, but it does have some other really fun stuff.
Also, don't Google, Are You My Mother?
Door jingle, door, a big door song. We got a store, door, big bird.
Also, the store jingle, the store jingle is up in the our ringtone bank.
Oh,
it
really?
Yeah, yeah. So now if you go over to our ringtone bank, I just added some new stuff to the ringtone bank.
Oh, is Spawn over there now?
Spawn is in there now as well. There's some good stuff in there.
Oh, good. So new stuff in the audio bank. Go to partsinthebank.biz.
Can you imagine somebody using that for their phone? For their ring?
Every text.
Spot!
Fuck you all! Fuck you all in the face and mouth forever.
Now, I mean, that is a ringtone to bring home the bacon.
There's some good ones. I need to add more of these into the ringtone.
If you guys want, I can pull my scrotum out.
Yeah, there's some good stuff in there.
Let's get it in there.
And, of course, my favorite one.
I'm all for equal rights. No, I'm not.
Wait, was that from today?
It may as well have been from any day that Paul speaks.
Oh, not true.
Bigot.
See ya! Oh.
Damn you, disembodied Ready Rich.